In the last few days before an election, it's pretty common for political groups to start playing fast and loose with Alaska's campaign finance laws. Nat Herz and Zachariah Hughes with Alaska Public Media report that this close to the vote, those groups don't always face consequences.
A financial disclosure in a political ad is supposed to sound like this.
This communication was paid for by Dunleavy for Alaska. Top contributors, Francis Dunleavy, Bob Penny, and Alaska Frontier Constructors.
Under the state's laws, you have to include specific information about the group's backers and its funders. But what happens when that basic information sounds more like this radio ad from a different group supporting Dunleavy?
For a better Alaska. This communication was paid for by Families for Alaska Future Dunleavy. Steve Strike, Chairman, approved this message. 645 G Street, Suite 100, PBM 1071, Anchorage, Alaska 99501. The top contributors of Families for Alaska Future.
Was that?
No, I have a trained ear. I heard that.
Okay.
Did you not?
That's Steve Strait, who chairs the group running the ads. Alaska law says the disclaimer, quote, must be read in a manner that is easily heard. But political groups are paying steep prices for these ads, Strait says, as much as $10,000 for a single 30-second television commercial.
There's a price to this time. It's a value to it, whether it be 30 seconds or 60. And so you try to compress as much as you can into it. So it's just, as you've heard, some of these, especially the longer ads, a third of the ad could be taken up with this text.
Not everyone agrees. One Democratic state representative, Les Guerra, filed a formal complaint last week with the agency that polices state campaign finance laws, the Alaska Public Offices Commission, or APOC. He says the hyperspeed disclosure is aimed at obscuring the source of the group's money.
The words are read so fast that they are not clear, they are not easily heard, and if they are either not clear or not easily heard, they have broken the law.
Garrett thinks that part of the ad breaks the state's rules because it's impossible to hear who's actually funding the message and why they might be supporting a particular candidate. Unless you can slow the audio way, way down.
Top contributors of Families for Alaska's Future Dunleavy are the Republican Governors Association, Washington, D.C., Republican State Leadership Committee, Washington, D.C.
APOC said it would consider Guerra's complaint after the election because the Dunleavy group agreed to replace its ads with slower disclosures. And just to be clear, the group is funded almost entirely by the Republican Governors Association in Washington, D.C. The association's big donors include casino billionaire Sheldon Adelson and his wife Miriam, Nike founder Phil Knight, and Koch Industries.
This is the time of year when political campaigns start to get a little testy. So you don't have to look very hard to find other examples of weird stuff going on. For example, this satirical online video that features someone pretending to be a late U.S. senator.
My fellow Alaskans, this is Uncle Ted with a message for you regarding the upcoming election.
The short video was shared by a conservative website. But there's no disclaimer on it saying who created it or who paid for it, which is likely a violation of campaign finance law, according to officials at APOC. From Beyond the Grave, Stevens tells voters to get rid of Mark Begich and vote for Mike Dunleavy.
Did I mention getting rid of Begich for good? Well, gotta go. I see Wally getting into my tackle box.
According to APOC Director Heather Hebden, the agency has just two employees who monitor ads and respond to phone calls about possible violations. But she says there's no way the agency can effectively monitor all the ads and communications from campaigns and other groups this late in the election. She estimates they'd need at least three more people just to stay on top of it all. Lawmakers shrank the agency's budget by more than one-third during the state's budget crisis. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
And I'm Nat Herz.